Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 14th of July. Financial markets are likely to continue to assume that US President Trump will retreat from the latest trade tax threats. Retreat has, after all, been Trump's default position. The seeming randomness of trade taxes also raises questions about their legal justification. And so those investors who still believe in the rule of law in the United States have a further reason to ignore the headlines. However, there is an important distinction between financial and real-world investors. Financial investors can bet on a Trump retreat in liquid financial markets, knowing that they can reverse their position at the press of a button. A real-world investor may also believe in Trump retreats, but placing a bet on that with regard to building a new factory or hiring workers is a lot more difficult to reverse, and thus more costly. The issue now is less the headline numbers that seem to be thrown around for media effect, and more what the erratic nature of policy is doing to the real economy. The direct effect of trade taxes will come later this week with the release of June US consumer price inflation. It is worth noting that the June inflation data will only start to show the effects of trade taxes, and that in the details. The full effect of the April trade tax increases will take a few more months to show up. This is because goods arriving as late as May might not have been subject to tariff if they were already en route to the United States in April, and because different goods have different lengths of supply chain. On average, it takes about 3 months for products to move from dockside to consumer basket, but that is an average with a very wide range around it. The details should start to give evidence of pass-through of the tariffs to the consumer. It's clear that exporters to the United States are not adjusting their prices, and US companies and consumers will bear the tax burden. The fact that tariffs are a wearyingly dominant narrative means that companies have every reason to pass on all of the cost to their customers, as their customers should understand why the prices are going up. And the only reason not to pass on trade taxes is the risk that customers are forced to scale back overall consumption as higher prices weaken spending power. China's trade data showed another decline in exports to the United States in June, with a 16.1% year-on-year fall. However, exports to the rest of the world continue to grow strongly. There is perhaps a suspicion that some of these exports to other countries may still find their way to the United States. Certainly, the US administration seems concerned about this, with lots of focus on goods in transit in the tariff policies. Whether the United States has enough officials left to monitor such complex trade manoeuvres is another matter entirely. It does mean that there needs to be care in interpreting bilateral China data for trade. It would be wrong to assume that, for instance, China was dumping goods into Europe with a disinflation impulse, if, in fact, those goods are simply passing through Europe just long enough to acquire a European accent before being exported to the United States at a lower tax rate. The G20 finance ministers and central bank governors will be meeting later this week. The pre-meeting of the deputies starts today. It would be foolish in the extreme to expect anything to come out of this, other than a bill for the various nations' taxpayers, of course. The G20's main purpose seems to be make the BRICS gathering seem slightly more credible in comparison. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.